I have a question about, and I don't know what is normal,
okay.
But yesterday I was coming home from work, and I don't like when people run in the street when there's sidewalks. I don't really get it. Like, why can't you just run on the sidewalk? And I'm not talking about like busy sidewalks in a downtown city center or something. I mean sidewalks in neighborhoods where there's no one on them.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I'm with you. I don't know why people run in places that seem dangerous in the first place. People run down my road all the time and there's no shoulder at all. And it's hard to see. I don't get it.
But yesterday when I was coming home, I ended up stuck behind two motorized wheelchairs in convoy, with the second one pulling a third wheelchair with a bungee rope, not motorized.
Okay, that sounds pretty, honestly, that sounds pretty exciting.
Well, I mean, it was certainly something I had never seen before, but I had to follow them at wheelchair speeds, which meant riding the brake in a car because it won't even idle that slowly.
You couldn't get around them?
They were in the middle of the road. If someone had come from the other direction, they would have had to move over. Also, didn't feel safe to pass them because I didn't know what they were. There was no predictive nature. Like, are they going to turn left all of a sudden?
Yeah, like passing a school bus.
But
you were the de facto protector of the stupid.
But,
yeah.
Like, they should be on the sidewalk, right?
At least
as
not
to the middle of the road.
I mean, at least not like four wide.
De facto protector of the stupid.
Yeah,
I need that to be a superhero. It's me, de facto protector of the stupid.
I'm here to protect the dumb.
I mean, it's kind of a long acronym to have on your shirt, but
you're standing next to someone shoving
DPOS.
DPS.
Yeah. De facto protector of the stupid.
Yeah, it's pretty easy.
Standing in the ad, you're standing next to someone shoving fireworks in a gas pump.
Yeah. Yes.
But yeah, why were they doing
question,
that?
Though, yeah, they should not have been in the middle of the road any more than like a child in a cozy coop should be in the middle of the road going 2 miles an hour. Like, you just don't.
It was very strange. Also, where did they come from? I'm not saying I have a...
I mean,
you know,
probably not running camp.
I have...
Cross country.
Maybe it was... Yeah, it was...
I can tell you where they didn't
was
come
it
from.
Lunchtime at Miracles Don't Exist camp? I mean, sorry. That's not true.
They probably weren't late for hockey practice.
Let's go, Sled Wings.
Sled Wings.
But, you know, it's a subdivision. I've never seen them out cruising around before.
You can't.
And all of a sudden,
here.
There's a wheelchair. No, you can.
Not in my neighborhood.
I'm just saying. How do we go from never seeing it to all of a sudden wheelchairs on parade, like it was a gondola?
Is that a Rage Against the Machine song?
Yeah. Yeah. That's totally what I was thinking. Not mad at them. I welcome you in our neighborhood. Just didn't
know sounds like it.
Yeah, it sounds like you're thrilled to have them there.
Hey, look, it's not because they're handicapped. It's because they're riding down the middle of the road.
In a wheelchair, because they're handicapped.
Well, if they were unhandicapped and riding unicycles, I'd have thought it was stupid, too.
I think I have a pretty good idea how they ended up in wheelchairs in the first place.
I think
you
got to
stay out of traffic.
I think there's a law against wheels on sidewalks, though, isn't there?
I don't think for wheelchairs.
I don't know.
If you're in a wheelchair, you have to roll down the road.
I mean, I think you're not supposed
to
ride a motorcycle down them.
Motorcycles, bikes, electric scooters. So maybe they've been ticketed for wheelchairing about the sidewalks.
I mean, could
maybe.
Be.
Could that
be.
Could well be true.
I don't know.
I don't know the law. It just struck me as odd.
Wouldn't it be wild if we had a wheelchair lane and a bike lane? Like, every time you saw that bike lane icon, there's also a wheelchair next to it. That seems super dangerous.
Yeah, I suppose.
But also a thrill.
Text. Yeah. Hey, Free Beer. Runner here. Asphalt is better on the knees.
Oh, shut
than
up.
Concrete. Go to a track.
There's
no,
so,
it's not. It's
there's
all the
so
same.
Much more give.
It's so much squishier, for sure. I don't believe that for a second.
I don't really care if you run on the road. I just think it's weird when you don't get to the side.
You're worth more points. Fall down on a sidewalk and fall down on the road and tell me you have different injuries.
Yeah, I just don't believe that. That's what's better.
I mean, well, there is... God, I hate to defend runners. I hate them.
But there is a difference in the feel. It's kind of like if you have like a wooden countertop and a concrete countertop, even though they're both incredibly hard.
You haven't run since last century.
Thank you. Of all the things I believe, you have probably knocked on a countertop here or there. But I don't know the last time you ran on asphalt or concrete, Hot Wings. When did you run last
time? He'll reference cross country from high school, which was 40 years ago.
Yeah. My knees still remember the ache of the concrete.
If these knees could talk, they'd tell you about the bounce back on asphalt.
I couldn't even walk to the store to get a Faygo Moon Mist for like 2 days.
It's true. It's true. And I know... Our
don't
track
you remember
was
when we said shut up?
Hey, look, I had, you know, de facto protector of the stupid in my quiver here today. So I've had some good ones. So you just shut up. They're not all going to be gems. Right? I was right about the cops, too.
I give you this. Okay.
So back
all
off.
Right. All
two out of three.
Back off. I'm Yosemite Sam right now. I'm like those mud flaps from the 70s, man. Only you.
Howings wins.
Only you're going to get the Howings reference. Wins. But,
okay.
All right,
well,
keep telling us, actually.
You tell us your
now.
Boring concrete asphalt story, and then I'll tell you already what I'm going to counter with. Then run on the GD grass. That's even softer, you stupid idiots.
You're rolling ankle
easy.
That's
why I liked cross country better.
See? Howings is right again.
Yes. Run cross country, not track. Track is for fools. Cross country is where it's at.
Yeah. I'm glad we settled all that. Anyway, so there's those people with wheelchairs. We wish you the best of luck, and you're welcome in our neighborhood. Just move a little to the side.
Did you yell at them?
Of course not. I waited till here to be a dick.
You should have honked the horn.
They're probably
the
deaf, according to Steve.
I mean, could be. Yeah, you can't. Steve's, if you're in a wheelchair, you have to have a different malady.
Yep. Steve's like, hey, if you're in a wheelchair, you're down a sense. I know that.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah. I saw a guy the other day in a wheelchair, and I know he couldn't feel, so I punched him in his neck. That actually is possible, actually.
Helen Keller out there just doing circles.
Yeah, Alan also can't taste.
Okay, wait a second.
Feed Alan more brine. It's hilarious.
There was a girl who made a great point, and it made me question Helen Keller for the first time in my life.
What?
Yeah,
I know. Okay.
Sure you want to talk about this?
Hell yeah, I want to talk about it. She's the one who put it on the internet, not me. Good morning,
Helen
Kelly.
Keller?
No, because she couldn't see or hear. So let me ask you something.
She sure could find a plunger.
Yeah. This woman.
I wonder if she crashed
out
that plane.
How do you put your fist in someone's hand and say, "That wasn't that Amelia Earhart?"
Yeah.
You guys.
Yeah, that happened right after she discovered radium.
Yeah. You guys are making fun of the most influential women of my life. Okay. Anyway, how do you put your palm in somebody's hand and you tell them, "This is an A and this is a B," if they can't see or hear you? And then she wrote a book. Like, okay, how do you explain that to somebody? I believe she was deaf and blind? Yeah. Do I believe people?
No one's questioning that.
No, nobody's questioning that. I'm not questioning that. I'm questioning how the hell did she write a book?
I don't know how she gets so good at pinball.
She was a pinball wizard. They wrote a whole album about it.
God, I did not have August 15th as the day we busted out all of our cherry Helen Keller bits, but yep, it's the one.
How, though? Yeah, I think somebody was riding her coattails, honestly. They're like, she's getting all this attention, and if we say she published, no, she wouldn't, exactly.
I just always think, why doesn't anyone mention that she hit 320 in minor league baseball before she gave it up?
Yeah, oh, those were the days.
She played for them Rockford Peaches, right?
She did.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Her older sister was a better pitcher.
Oh, Madonna.
Yeah. And her teacher, Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, my gosh. That was fantastic times.
That is I hate to say it, but I mean, it's kind of like Stevie Wonder being able to see. You're not supposed to talk about it, but we all know it's true.
Mm-hmm. The Helen Keller to Rosie O'Donnell pipeline is so real.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Her family tree is crazy.
It's straight. It goes right there.
This is a pretty dumb show.
So, do you think those three people in the wheelchairs will be playing baseball in the street today?
God, that'd be great. It would be annoying, but also great.
But also, they would have been healed, so that'd be nice.
Yeah, right? Oh, you don't think they'd be? They built a miracle league right in our yard.
Yeah.
Also, they're doing some construction at where our subdivision goes off the road. Remember how far it is from like the road to my house? You probably don't know, but it's about 5/8 of a mile from the main road to our house.
That's what I would have said, yes.
Thank you. On Wednesday night, we ordered some pizza
Okay, that tracks. I'm following.
The delivery driver got to the entrance because it gives you the directions.
Yes.
Now, it's not like they just blocked the road and said, no one who lives here can go home. You can get into it from two alternate entryways that you can see on any map on any phone.
Yeah, pretty easy.
So it said the pizza would be delivered at 5:51. And at 5:58, I see the car on a road going away from our subdivision. I thought, oh, they're driving around because they got confused. Then at 6:05, they came back and their car is stationary next to where I know the construction is on the map. You know how it shows you on the map?
Okay, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
Then I see the icon move a little down our street. I'm like, what? Did he drive through the construction? What's going on? So I get distracted, talk to the kids. At 20 after, I pull up the thing, and he's still not to our house, but it's closer. I go outside and look down the street. Dude abandoned his car and is walking the pizzas down
that's,
the road.
That's commitment.
I mean, like, it is,
Norberto,
but it's also.
What are you doing? His name was Norberto. And I start walking towards him. I'm like, this poor guy, it was super hot. He's sweating his balls off.
He's like, I was actually in a wheelchair, but I heard you hated those in these neighborhoods. And so I'm walking for the first time ever.
Everybody in the neighborhood said you love pizza and hate bike seats.
Unless they're shaped like dildos, of course.
I start walking towards him. He's stopping to talk to everyone. You know why? Because everybody in their front yard watering flowers or doing whatever is like, why is there a pizza guy walking down the road with three boxes of pizza and two breadsticks? That's weird, right?
I mean, it is. But also, he clearly is doing something. Don't stop him to talk and ask questions.
But even though that was probably not the best move for getting it there timely, what dedication.
Yeah.
Should I have increased the tip or lowered it? Because it took forever.
Oh, increased.
You lowered it, huh?
I didn't lower it. I didn't increase it. I wouldn't lower it, no.
How many of your neighbors called the police because he looked different, do you think?
I think we have a pretty open-minded neighborhood, but you are. That's you did assume correctly.
That's the guy who just said no wheelchairs allowed in the neighborhood.
I did not say that.
You can't be here if you're different.
That's not what I said at all. Howling said that.
Yeah.
Different.
And how do you know that Norberto doesn't look just like me?
I believe red, white, and blue.
Wild guess.
Oh, okay. This was wildly off the tracks from the moment we started.